Well, it's the latest Prince album. I mean, it's always a bit of a, for me, it's always a bit interesting when that happens. I know that there's stuff from the vault, and Prince himself might not have wanted this. I know that he's not around anymore to say no or yes, but it's interesting the stuff that's coming out. We've had additions to albums in the past, but this is an album which apparently was readied in 2010, around the time of the 2010 album, which is not a beloved album, but it's got some lovely stuff in it. Often Lay It Down in particular is something very special. The Purple Yoda, as he calls himself in that. Wonderful. And there's always something on Prince albums that really delights, as far as something being very quirky, something being very funky, something being beautifully poppy. That is until Welcome to America. I like this album. There's not a Prince album I don't like, but I'm not quite sure this is something really special. We start off with the title track, Welcome to America, which is the best thing here, probably. It's a kind of State of the Nation narrative, a bit like Sign of the Times, only not with that style. Has a finger-popping, slinking in. It's very slinky in general, with a nice sharp funk guitar, you know, around the sort of, it sounds a bit like the kind of stuff he was doing with at Sign of the Times and For Love Sexy and all of that. That's a really good start. You've also got Running Game, Son of a Slave Master, which follows it with a kind of acoustic as the basis, with some 80s more ghostly synths. The beat's very tight. There is a sweet, sexy feel to this. It does flow really well, actually. There's well-observed stuff here. It's followed by Born to Die, which is one of Prince's really well-done 70s soul ballads. Strings, there's some bongos, which is nice to hear, keeping that going. Nice, quiet horns. It has a sumptuous feel to it. And again, there's a lot of stuff that's easy to like, you know? Hot Summer is one of those 60s guitar and almost Wurlitzer surging backings. That's really all it's got. And it has some quite banal lyrics like, why is life always a mystery? I don't know, Prince. I'm not sure. We could discuss it, but there's that Wurlitzer again, and I gotta dance. Yeah. Then you've got things like Check the Record, which is better in a way. It has a tighter, starker feeling with a big bass rising in there and new wave washes of synth. It does sound like something around the period of Dirty Mind or Controversy. And it's got a sort of disconcerting whining feel in the corner, like a little bit of synth whining in the chorus. Not the corner. Well, in a way it is. In a way it is the corner of the chorus. It's just a bit at the corner, at the outside, not the corner, the outside of your hearing. It's just a bit weird. There is a really good bass churn to this, but it really does have a middle of the album feel. And indeed, this is in the middle of the album. He can do laid back and funky so well. One Day We'll All Be Free has nothing to hurt you, but it has nothing to excite you either. And you know, we've got that fairground synth, big splashy guitar, very basic upfront vocals, those doubled vocals that he likes to have when he's trying to be sunny. Yes is not bad. It's a qualified yes, though, because you don't think, well, this is just fabulous. I don't want everything in Prince's releases to be fabulous. Or rather, I don't expect it to be. I want it, but I don't expect it to be. But I want something to stir the blood a bit more. There are some nice tracks here that do that. Check the Record does work in that way, has a middle of the record feel, but does something a bit different, followed by Same Page, Different Book, which has a syncopated drum machine feel, a sassy vocal, and then a rather lazy drum line, which I don't mind at all, adds the air, some squelchers, a ghostly synth line running through the background. This has a laid-back glory. There's a sweet half-rap feel to it. It is a good feel. And 10-10 Rin-Tin-Tin. 10-10 Rin-Tin-Tin is the best thing here, I think. It's because it's a little bit odder. There's a synth growing at the beginning of it with drum machine hand claps. That's very simplistic. A piano spine. The drums start and things start to grow a bit more then. Now, the melodies have a sort of odd musical feel, a musical theatre feel to them. They're quite stark. And then that squelch starts again. There's a background guitar trying to get to the foreground, desperate to be heard, but the piano dominating again. It sounds interesting. And that's what I want, something interesting. There's nothing that really makes you think, oh, you know, this is... Like even on planet Earth, you had Chelsea Rogers. You know, you've got Get on the Boat, you know, and tracks that really make you glad you'd come and make you want to stay. Those real tight funk workouts, there's nothing like that here. And that's similar to 2010, to be honest. Apart from Instead of Your Teeth Are Gnashing, Compassion, which I happen to like, and Lay It Down. So Lay It Down's got something that makes you want to come. So actually qualifying my previous comment, there is something on 2010 to make you do that. There isn't anything on Welcome to America that makes you do that. That's a great funk workout, and that's a real shame. It's got an old school feel. It's got a lot of laid back glory to it. It isn't great, and I can't believe I'm saying that about a Prince album. This one probably should have stayed in the vaults. Can't believe I'm saying that either. Oh, maybe I'll go back again and re-listen and enjoy, a bit like with New Power Soul. But I'm not sure I will. And that makes me feel bad. Ta-ta.